Hello and good evening. Welcome to the show. You have found your way to the Jay Varvel Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Thank you so much for being here tonight. I'm so excited to be here live with you this December, this Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. And we have so much to talk about. One of the longer term reminders or announcements, better said, that I would like to say is that we are going to be having a holiday break here on radio, and it's going to be during the week of Christmas and then also during the week of New Year's. So that 2 weeks between Christmas and New Year's, we're, as a whole anyway, is going to be taking a break. Those that produce live, let me say it this way, those that produce themselves, like Mark and Ginger, who comes up after me, unless I specially produce them, they may pop in and decide to go live. And so in that way, each host has their own sort of, I don't even know why, I cannot talk today, but all the hosts are going to decide for themselves whether or not they're going to be live if they're self-producers. But for everybody that's live with a producer, and usually that's with me, I'm the producer here at 1-2 Radio, we will be taking a break. So it's the 2 weeks between Christmas and New Year's. So thank you for listening to that very long explanation for something very simple. We so enjoy coming to you live weekly and bringing you new content. But this also gives us an opportunity to take a break and to have a moment to reset and to have some time with our friends and family, just like you, and to be able to put our devices down, get out of planning mode, and be able to just get to be able to enjoy the season. So we do appreciate you being patient with us while we are on break. I know it's going to go by very fast, and of course we'll be playing shows throughout that period, replays that is, so that way there will be no dead air, of course. So that's my main announcement. And I had to clear my throat really fast. As soon as I was coming on live, it was like I had like some, you know, the 1-2 frog and the little phlegm, and I don't even want to talk too much about it and bring attention to it, but I just find it very, very fishy that as soon as I need to get talking on the radio, all of a sudden, I feel like everything's getting in my way. So, all right, I'm gonna power through here. So today's show, I wanted to take an opportunity to do one of our holiday wellness check-in shows. So that way we can just take a moment, get present with ourselves, get present with each other, be open for some messages. I'm going to pull some cards from my favorite advice deck, and that is the Language of Letting Go deck by Melody Beatty. I'm going to pull 5 cards from there for helpful advice for us during this holiday season in 2024. And then we'll get into personal readings the second half of the show. If you would like one of those, you can already reach out in the chat. We have a private Facebook chat. You can get there by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button there at the left-hand side of the screen. That does take you over to a brand new window. It is a private Facebook group with the same name. Send over your invitation. We'll make sure that you get accepted and approved while we're live on the air so you can join the conversation. And you can do that by going to my banner, which is at the top of the page, the Psychic Playground. And then in the comments section underneath the banner is where the conversation is happening. And I will check in with you over there, those of you that are already there, in just a few moments. But I wanted to tell you about it because I wanted you to be able to say hi. I would love for you to let me know that you're listening. I would love for you to put any questions you might have related to the show. And then also is your opportunity to put whether or not you would like a mini general reading. I'll pull a card for you. You can even ask a question and I'll pull a card for you, see what comes through, and I'll share it live on the radio the second half of the show. All right, so for today's topic, as I said, the wellness check-in, and especially during this time, because, you know, the holiday season means different things to different people, and depending upon your own belief systems, depending upon family belief systems, depending upon religious systems that you might have been brought in up in, all of that is going to determine what kind of holiday season you celebrate or you don't. And I want to just bring some mindfulness about this, because I know we say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I know it has evolved to Happy Holidays, because there is the acknowledgement of holidays like Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, and people that don't celebrate the main holiday, or might celebrate a pagan aspect of the holiday, that might not be as widely known. But all that to say, there are different people that are celebrating differently. And I feel that that's one of the amazing things about living in the United States, is we have the religious freedom and personal freedom to do that, as long as we're not hurting anybody. And I think that's pretty incredible, because for me, the holiday season is all about what it means to you. Like, we've all been told what these different stories, like the Santa Claus story, what they mean, or what has been passed down to us. But then there's, what does it mean to us, and how do we make it come to life in our life now? If we still happen to believe that story, how do we make it come to life? And if we don't, how do we bring to life what we do believe? So there is this saying that my one of my favorite mentors, who's no longer with us, his name is Dallas Snyder, and he used to do these metaphysical talks at the North Hollywood Police Station in Los Angeles every Monday night at the community center. And I would go, and my life got completely turned around by listening to him and his talks and the way he flipped life around, much like Kelly Whetstone does on her empowerment show when she delivers her talks and her teachings, and how she's able to talk to different authors and different philosophers. And it's the way they describe life, or a life happening, or a spiritual message, or like a guidance, or really what it is boiling it down to being able to live life from an empowering place versus living life from being a victim. When I boil it all down, and, you know, honestly, we're all somewhere in between at any given time, but depending upon our choices, depending upon the wisdom we carry, depending upon how we actualize that, all of that is going to make a difference in the reality that we're experiencing. It's not just one piece of it. It's not just one factor that controls all that. I feel like it is multiple factors. So with that, being mindful, being present, being able to find your own message, to find your own meaning, better said, is all important, because it is what will either bring you to life, bring your passions to life, bring your connections to life, because you'll be connecting with those of like mind and like energy, or it's the kind of thing that will have you being like, oh, fuck, here we go again. Oh, geez, I got to go deal with Aunt Susie Q again. Oh, God, here we go again. It's going to be another one of those family dinners where da-da-da-da-da happen, and I don't want to be a part of it. Guess what? You don't have to be. Now, I say that knowing that there are some families where it's pretty much like required attendance. Unless you're like dying in a hospital, you need to be there. But the truth is not all of us really have to follow suit with that kind of dictate. You know, sometimes it is fulfilling and helpful and wonderful for us to be around family, and some for those of us that have wonderful family to be around. And some families are not a healthy place to be. They're toxic. They might be degrading. They might be unhealthy. They might be even scary, depending upon what sort of activities or the way people are within the family. And for those folks, you could see why they may not want to go. They do not want to subject themselves to that. So I'm sharing that with you if you feel like you're going to be subjected to some kind of punishment. And I don't just mean like the part where we're like, oh God, I got to get ready. I don't know if I'm in the mood. Well, we might not be in the mood, but it's still a family event that may only come once a year. So it could be the thing that's worth getting yourself over the hump. But then, like I said, if you're in a situation where it is toxic or it is unsafe for you, that's a whole different story. And I would find a way to make a plan for yourself during this holiday season, if you haven't already, to be able to help you navigate through this season so that way you can feel empowered in doing so and not drug around or forced to fulfill these obligations. So again, we're all in very different places. We're all having very different experiences. Some of us, of course, are gladly excited to be at the family functions, and I already mentioned why others are maybe not going or can't go, or it's a much more dynamic and nuanced situation. So all that being said, I feel like for all of us here that are tuning in to 1-2 Radio and to the Psychic Playground, that we're going to look at this from a situation that we can find value in the advice and the guidance that's coming through, regardless of our own personal experience. We're going to be able to find something that could be helpful, something that can be useful, something that could be actively applied to our situation that can bring about some sort of upliftment, some sort of empowerment. So that's the place in which we're going to be pulling the cards from. I'm going to pull 5 cards, 5 pieces of advice, 5 pieces of guidance that would be helpful to us, all of us listening in here presently, or in the archives, in the replays, in the no time. But those of us that are joining here, that we, again, will find helpful guidance, productive guidance, to move forward, to find enjoyment, enrichment, and to be fulfilled this holiday season. Okay. I'm giving everything here a good shuffle. This deck, the Melody Beatty deck, the language of letting go. Okay. So first up. And you might hear Watson tap, tip, tap, tapping around here. He's walking around. He's with me. He is a part of the show, of course. So we have first card, learning lessons at work. Learning lessons at work. And think that work is not always like the work that we go to and collect a paycheck. Sometimes this is referring to the spiritual work that is happening in our life or coming up in our life to do. It's not always, like I said, the work that we go to, the building that we go to. It could be also here, I feel, the lessons at home that are our work at home with our family. And also, in this case, with ourself, our own self-discipline or lack thereof. Our own ability to actualize the things we want to do, or lack thereof. And so here is the card. Learning lessons at work. Today I will accept my present circumstances on the job. I will reflect on the fact that what I'm learning in my life applies to what I'm learning at work. I believe I'm right where I need to be, both at home and at my job. I believe that I'm right where I need to be, both at home and at my job. Well, I can tell you from my own personal experience, just trusting where we are can have a huge effect. Even if we don't understand where we are, or we don't understand why we are where we are, but just having the overarching, okay, God, I trust that I'm here for a reason, that I'm in this experience for a reason. Why? It's not why is this happening to me? Why is this happening for me? Why is this happening for me? I find that saying it that way, asking it that way, you get much more helpful advice and guidance from your intuition, from the Holy Spirit, versus why the fuck is this happening to me again? Because you may not get the answer you like, and it may not be an answer that's going to actually be helpful. It may be the kind of answer that is compounding the problem, compounding the issue, instead of helping you find a way out of it. All right. Number two, getting calm. Getting calm. Today, I will stop searching for happiness outside myself. If I'm in a frenzied state, I'll get calm and get back on track and remember that the key to happiness is inside of me. Often after I've become peaceful and accepting, what I want comes to me with ease. What I want comes to me with ease. There's something happening in the energy when we try to grab onto something so tightly, or we try to control something so fixed and rigidly, like the way it must go, the way it has to be. It can really cause even more stress. It can be the thing that can be even, it can cause even, like I said, more stress. It can cause even more anxiety. It can cause even more things to be panicked about, because the more we need to control, the more there is that is, like, you know, not going to go the way we want to because it's not controllable. And so the more that we learn how to come to terms with that, with accepting that part, that there are certain things we can control, and there are certain things that we can't. And there are certain things that we can partially control based on our choices, based on our response versus our reaction. But it's the kind of thing that those things are day in and day out. Are day in and out choices that we make. Are we making them on autopilot, or are we making them consciously and in our presence? Getting calm helps us be in our presence. Okay, practicing gratitude. I knew that had to come up today. Today, I will practice gratitude. I will get in the habit of saying thank you, even for the problems in my life. Because these challenges are valuable lessons I can learn from. Gratitude is the key that turns problems into blessings and the unexpected into gifts. Gratitude is the key that turns problems into blessings and the unexpected into gifts. I love that. Gratitude, practicing gratitude. It is something that develops. It's a muscle that gets bigger. It's an energy that gets bigger the more that we practice it, the more consistently that we practice it. It's not just a one and done kind of thing. It's a certain kind of space that we get ourselves into and that we, in a certain kind of way, keep ourselves in. So I want to mention the gratitude board. We have the gratitude board happening over on our sister site, 12listen.com. That's where you can get one-on-one healing and support, readings, psychic readings, tarot readings, oracle card readings, astrology readings, so much more happening over on 12listen.com. One of the free services is the gratitude board there at the bottom left-hand side of the screen. And it's your place to put what you're grateful for that you have already made manifest of and that has already happened. And you can utilize it as a manifestation tool by putting what you are grateful for and what you like to manifest in present tense as if it's already happened for those things that you are working on bringing into your world. But put them in present tense as if they've already happened. And we are all joining our attention and we're all putting our prayers up. And so that is like putting jet fuel on all of our gratitude and manifestations and helping it grow. And so please take advantage of that. That's the gratitude board happening over on onetolisten.com. Practicing gratitude. All right. So we have number 4. Achieving clarity in my relationships. Achieving clarity in my relationships. Today, I will remember that even the best relationships have low points. If the low point is the norm in my current relationship, I may have to consider if I want to continue. If the low point is temporary, I'll practice understanding. I know that I will achieve clarity and make the right decision. One thing that comes to mind is something that Alan told me that his therapist told him. And that was this. When we give people the benefit of the doubt, what often happens is we usually give them the benefit and we get stuck with the doubt. So think about that every time you tell yourself, well, I'm just giving them the benefit of the doubt. One time, that's one thing. Two times, there's definitely something to be looking at there. Three times, it's really important to be paying attention to what's going on there. So it for the people pleasers out there, it doesn't always lead where you think it's going to lead. And I'm telling you that from a reforming and reformed people pleaser. Oh my God, I was like the best. I was the best at it, I promise. And in being the best at it, I lost myself, and it took me years. Actually, it's still taking me time to re-uncover who I am, aside from being the people pleaser, being the one that can be the chameleon, that can make anyone feel good, that can change anyone's day for the better, that can totally be all about the other person. And those things can definitely be a gift. They can be an asset in certain situations. But at the end of the day, when it's people-pleasing, it's manipulation. And I didn't really want to have to look at that part. I just wanted to like tell myself I was doing it for the right reasons. I was doing it for just for the sake of being good. But at the end of the day, when we are totally getting out of the way, not standing up for ourselves, not being ourselves, because we're so about the other person and what they're going through or what's going on with them. We are, we're manipulating the situation and we don't even realize it. And our consideration, our over caring, our over accessibility, our ability to compromise and to be super available. Again, those are huge gifts that we give people, and then oftentimes we get treated like shit when we offer them. It's because we're not holding our boundaries, and we're not necessarily expecting the same in return. And I'm not saying that it's a scorekeeping thing or a tit for tat, but there is a sense of balance. Time is valuable. Your time is valuable. Your friend's time is valuable. How is that? How are both parties valued and honored? That's really what the bottom line is. Are both parties being honored in the friendship, in the relationship, or is it lopsided? And where can you bring it back into more balance? I feel like that's what's coming up here for the achieving clarity in my relationships. And that really comes down to getting as clear as you can with your communication. And that doesn't mean telling everybody everything, but it does mean being able to, as clearly as you can, when you are expressing your feelings, your emotions, your perspective, that you are really telling people how you feel instead of telling them what you think they want to hear. And the last card here for our five pieces of advice during this holiday season that will help us as a collective here. Releasing fear. Releasing fear. Today, I will ask God to help me let go of my need to be afraid. I welcome peace, trust, acceptance, and safety into my life. I will make a point of listening to my healthy, rational fears and will relinquish all others. And I will relinquish all others. I'm going to read this one again. I feel fear is one of those ones we're all working to tackle. We have a fight or flight response for a reason, because if there was a tiger or a burglar or some sort of violent assailant, we need to be able to run, or we need to be able to navigate getting out of that experience, total survival mode. But if we're in fight or flight mode and we're just in our quote normal day in and day out, Monday through Friday, but we're in a super stressed fight or flight mode, that's not great for us to be in that state all the time. Especially when it's quote just a normal day at work. That can really wreak havoc on our nervous system, on our immune system, on our whole body, our whole system. So it's important that we find ways to help ourselves out. And one of those things is getting fear under control. And it's the kind of thing where we put it in perspective. Mark, one of the things he says is that it's coming in with a counter narrative voice. So that way it's not just, you know, oftentimes our inner child gets affected and that throws us into a certain kind of fear state. And so it's not just letting ourselves get run by our inner child, and especially our scared inner child, but being able to also be the parent to that voice within, to be our own parent, to bring in that counter narrative voice to help calm our fears, to help calm us down, so that we don't work ourselves into a twist when we don't have to. Sometimes it's unavoidable, can't get around it. Sometimes, like I said, it's a perspective shift. There's something that we can do to help diffuse the situation or change the situation, but we just may not be doing it. We may not know about it, but this is where asking that question, why is this happening for me instead of why is this happening to me, can be really helpful. Because in asking why is this happening for me, the guidance and advice that you get is going to help you understand why it's happening and how you can take advantage of it. Versus being like, why is this freaking jerk at work coming for me all the time? Why do I always feel like I'm being attacked? Why, you know, why? Like, I don't want to diminish the why. It's important to understand. It's part of it. But oftentimes just finding out the why isn't really enough. It, like, because sometimes it can be shocking. Like, we can just, like, there, like, another person's why can really dumbfound us more, because we're just like, oh my God, I just can't even imagine that someone could do that. How could they? Then it goes to, how could they do that? So my point to that is it just leads to more spinning and circling versus being able to slow down and get present and to be able to look at it from that place of why is this happening for me, so I can get myself through this, so I don't have to feel stuck in this place. For example, I'm going to read it again. Releasing fear. Today, I will ask God to help me let go of my need to be afraid. I welcome peace, trust, acceptance, and safety into my life. I will make a point of listening to my healthy, rational fears and will relinquish all others. And I will relinquish all others. So let me know in the comments, for those of you that are joining me live, how these cards resonated with you and what comes up for you as you were listening in. You're also welcome to share any kind of helpful tidbit about your holiday season or what's coming up for you with your friends and family, or what might be helpful to those that struggle with their friends and family. I'll go ahead and share that on the air. All right, let me just get over to my post here. So when you go to our private Facebook page, when you are refreshing in order to get all the new comments, you need to make sure when you select the comments at the very top of the page, there's a drop down, and you have to change it from top comments to all comments so you can see them all. So I can see Tara. Hi, Tara. It's great to see you. She's got a cool one of those snow globes, and she has an avatar in the center of one in a winter wonderland. Hello to you and your family and your winter wonderland. And Pamela. Hi, Pamela. She says, good afternoon, evening, Wizard J. Hello, 1-2 family. Yes, we're right on that cusp, especially if you're joining us live, depending upon which time zone you are in. Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're here, Pamela. Thank you for being here. And Rosalie is joining us. She says, hi, Jay. Well, welcome. I'm so glad you're here tonight. Thank you for being here. And Renee, she says, late, but made it. Yes, you did. And I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for being here, Renee. It's not about being late. You are here right on time. Pamela said, the work card hit home. The work card hit home. And one thing I find with that, when it hits like that, it's like, to me, it's the universe and life and the Holy Spirit trying to show us how connected everything really is, that it isn't as compartmentalized as we would like it to believe or think that it is, that everything is connected in one way, shape, or form or another. Maybe not like we thought or might have been presented to us in the past, but in a certain kind of way, our life has certain common threads that run through them. There's certain common threads of our personality and that are there, whether we're at home or at work. And regardless of whether we're looking at something from a very physical place or more of a spiritual place, or when, you know, where I like to come from, a mind, body, and spirit place. So we're harmonizing multiple perspectives, a mind, body, and spirit perspectives, because we are like an energy body entity complex walking around on this planet. So it's important to look at it that way, because we are not just having a human experience. We are not just like an animatronic robot having an experience. Our experience goes beyond our body. Welcome, Pamela. I'm so glad you're here. Dee Dee says, hello, Jay. Hi, Dee Dee. Thank you for being here. So we are at the point of this show that if you would like to get a mini energy reading, this is your opportunity to put your request in the chat. You can just say, hey, I would like you to pull a card for me, please. You can ask a question and I will pull a card for you. And I will do it in a first come, first serve basis. I'm going to take a quick drink. So coming up tonight, we have more shows after me that are live. Ginger is coming up next with Heart Matters. And then after Heart Matters, Ginger is going to be joining Oliver for his show right after Ginger's show. She's going to be his special guest for the Oliver show. And then Raven will be wrapping up the evening for her show called Raven's Rabbit Hole, happening this evening at 7 p.m. Pacific. So just one reminder, keep an eye out for all the updates, reminders about radio and about 1-2 Listen through going to sign up to our mailing list. You can do that by going to 1-2listen.com. There is a place down on the bottom right-hand side of the screen that says Join Mark's Power Peak. And that is the special electronic newsletter that is your peek into next week. It's free. That is one of the wonderful pieces of marketing and information. It's rich with information that comes out every week. And then you'll also have an opportunity to sign up for the sale days and the special days, which tomorrow we have our special day. 1-2-Listen has 1-2-Day. It's the 12th. Every 12th of the month, we have 1-2-Day. And that's where we celebrate with extra special pricing. So you'll want to come check us out if you haven't already over on 1-2-Listen.com. And we have the Moon Project, Raven and I, happening this Sunday. It is the full moon in Scorpio. Full moon in Sagittarius, I want to say. I don't want to say it wrong, so I'm going to go real quick. Well, I'm here with you all to 1-2 Academy and look at it, because I'm going to also post our... that's right. I knew I was wrong. Full moon in Cancer. Embracing emotional wholeness. Full moon in Cancer. See, you'd be able to keep up with all that by going to get your... Mark's Power Peak. You'd be able to keep tabs on all the astrology going on, including the full moon and new moon. And for the Moon Project, Raven and I dive into some of the astrology, but we get into more of a discussion about how it feels and how to work with the energies, how to utilize the flow of the energies coming in and out of the new moon and the full moon, and the different energies that are associated with that. Sometimes it's a release with a full moon. It's what's going to be completed. Or with a new moon, it's what's going to be new. What's going to be fresh. What's the new thing. And, you know, are we in that rhythm? Are we making space for that? Are we conscious of any of that at all? Or is it just happening by a happy accident? The Moon Project is an opportunity for you to be more conscious and aware of that process and that organic energy flow that is really impressed upon us every day with a title, like the title energy of the moon. But it culminates a couple times a month with the full moon being very, a releasing kind of energy. It's what wants to be completed, what wants to be finished. And then the new moon is more receptive. It's more what wants to come in. What is the new way of being? What's the new trajectory? What are the new choices? So join us for that. And I'm going to put it in the comments. And all you have to do is sign up. We would love to see you there. It's a wonderful group. And many of you are here listening right now. I love it. Okay, so let me refresh, because I do see that some comments came in, so I believe we got some reading requests happening. I want to make sure I can talk to everybody that is requesting a reading tonight. All right, for 2 seconds, I need to run and turn the light on because it's literally getting dark and I can't see. 1 second. I was fumbling my way through the other cards, but now it's at the point where it's literally just getting dark. There's no more light to try to eke out from the window. All right. So let's see who we got here. And Tara, she says, if you're doing readings, I would love a card. All right, Tara, your card is Get Creative. Get Creative. I feel this is like not necessarily a time to try to plan anymore about the outlook or the look ahead. This is more, I feel like, a time to get creative with what is happening in the current flow and just how to maximize it in the day, like in the hour, in the moment that you find yourself in. It isn't necessarily adding more to anything unless like you find the space or the extra energy, that like that extra passion energy, that extra creative energy in the moment. So I'm just feeling like, again, this isn't about adding to the list. This is just more about making any kind of fine tuning adjustments through this holiday season that can just help make it better for you and your family. And to look at it from the terms that you know, other people may not understand that, but it's more like, as long as you and your family understand that, then that's all that really matters. Get creative. Allow yourself to find your own way. Rosalie, she says, I would like a card. I would like you to pull a card regarding my love life. Surrender is the card. I feel like this is a time where the more that you are searching and hunting, the further away it's gonna be, like as far as like you'll get the sense that you're pushing away the very thing that you're looking for. I feel like you're wanting a relationship. I feel like you're wanting a partnership. You want to create having, you know, a love interest and a life with a love interest. But there's the sense of timing in the who's going to be the best partner. And also looking at the timing, is this the best timing? I feel the timing is great. I feel like I come back to like how much hunting is happening. I feel like there's like a search, like you're looking, and right now is more like, okay, you have your feelers out, let it come to you. See if you can get some friends to help you play matchmaker, you know, ones that you trust. See if you can not be the only one that's actively pursuing. Allow the energy to shift. And sometimes just taking our attention off of it for like a week or a couple weeks. Like for example, if you're on a dating site, like where you don't sign on for a couple of weeks, like giving yourself a break, like removing your attention, removing your energy. I'm feeling that's what's being asked for with the surrender card. It's that whole let go and let God. I know that can be a frustrating old cliche, but I feel like in this case, it would really be helpful to you to do just that. All right, Rosalie, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I appreciate you being here. And Dee Dee. All right, we have a card for Dee Dee, and the card is the Seeker. So Dee Dee, I feel like you're on a quest. There's like a certain feeling of like a spiritual quest. And I feel like you are in the phase of collecting information, reading a lot of wisdom, getting in touch with new teachers and mentors. It's really important to use discernment when looking or signing up for a class or finding a new teacher or mentor, for example, really utilizing your heart and your mind to really be looking at what are you being guided to. Because sometimes our mind will tell us what it thinks we need and guide us in a certain way. And then our heart will guide us in another direction with what it thinks that we need. But we're the same person. It's I have one head and one heart. And if they're both guiding me to different things, how, you know, that's going to pull me in different directions. How's that going to work? So I share that with look for the places that you're in a sense putting your foot on the brake and the gas with the universe. How can you either put your foot on the gas and go, or how can you put on your foot on the brake, stop for a while, and then get back to putting your foot on the gas and going for a while, instead of like riding the fence of trying to do both, one or the other, and being mindful, being like you. You have all you need within you. All that a teacher can bring is activating that information within you activating a practice within you, initiating you into a wisdom or knowledge base. But in a certain kind of way, you and your energy field had to call it to you to even be in its field. So my point to sharing that is you're not missing anything, even though there are things to learn, there are things to activate, like an adventure of a video game, but you aren't missing anything either. So it's like, yes, there's more, but you're not missing anything either. So that's the message that comes through for you, Dee Dee. Pamela says, work can make me feel animatronic at times. Work can make me feel animatronic at times. Ugh, I know, it can. It can happen, depending upon the job especially. I feel for you, Pamela. And that's the important part of, especially when you're feeling more animatronic than not at work, the importance of turning up the dial of creativity, turning up the dial of no rules at home and outside of work can be part of the balance, because it's like giving yourself a chance to experience something else so that way you're not always feeling like you're stuck experiencing things from that more robotic place. Christina, hi, Christina LaFrance is joining us tonight. Thank you for listening in. She has her show on Tuesdays at noon, and you can catch them on demand over at 1-2 Radio. And Christina is also a super duper empath. I know there's a more official terminology for that, but she's the real deal. And her show is full of tons and tons of wisdom as well. You'll want to check that out. Tara says, I am. Rosalie said, thank you, Jay. Very well stated. You spoke to my heart. You are 100% spot on. Thank you for your comment and message, Rosalie. Thank you for being here. I'm so glad that we were able to have a message for you. Please come back. It was great to see you here tonight. And Lori Love, also joining us. She's on Monday. She comes on after Kat. And she says, I love the phrase, let go and let God. It brings me so much comfort because I know it allows energy to shift all by itself without me having to do much. Lori brings up a great point about that. It really does set us in a space for the energy to move, for us to also be the magician. I need to clear my throat. It opens the door for the Holy Spirit and God to work through us versus when we have decided how it is going to be, how it needs to be, and we really aren't involving Spirit and God, then it's like we're trying to do all the heavy lifting on our own. And we don't have to do it that way. So there is definitely something to letting go and letting God. And that surrender is an active thing. It's not a passive thing. You are actively handing over the reins to God. That is an active thing. That is not just a passive thing. And there's a lot of trust and faith that comes from being able to do that. And that too is a muscle that we practice and that we work on to develop. It isn't just always so easy to hand it over. You know, that whole thing of handing it over takes practice. All right, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Don't forget to continue to stick around. Ginger is up next with Heart Matters. And then Oliver is going to be joining Ginger on his show as his special guest tonight. And then Raven wraps up the evening for Raven's Rabbit Hole. So please stick around. Enjoy the rest of your evening here at 1-2 Radio. Please have a wonderful holiday season. We have one more show here for the Psychic Playground coming next week. So please come back for that. You can check out all my shows in the on-demand section over on 12radio.com under my host page, Jay Varvel. Thank you for being here. It is a pleasure and honor to read for you and to be able to deliver a message and to be able to come be around the 1-2 campfire with you all. From my heart to yours, This has been the Psychic Playground here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.